Naomi です。
Peter here. Sights and sounds. Sale, sale, sale.
バーゲンセールでしょうかね。
Bargain sale. So, Naomi 先生、はい、what do you think about this picture? この写真どう思いますか？何見えますか？
何、人が見えますね。I bet this picture was taken quite recently. Like last spring?
How do you know?
Because of their fashion, people's fashion.
Naomi 先生も、ファッションに興味ありますか？
どういう意味？
So, like, you're interested in fashion? ちょっと予想外ですね。Like, I didn't really know that. That's great.
That surprises you.
Yes.
Okay. But it's impossible to see this kind of, like, picture on their textbook. See, this is what is good about podcasting.
The ability to get current media, well, even though it's last year's, to you.
Like, the other day, I was looking at the Japanese textbook, and the picture on the textbook was a bit old.
1969.
A little bit better than that, but it was like 1980s. Like, chemical wash jeans, and people, like, their hair was so big, and...
But how do you know what fashion was in? What do you see there that tells you it was last spring? Because you're right, it was taken last spring / summer. What do you see there?
Shoes.
Oh, what kind of shoes?
The flat shoes the girls are wearing.
そういうことですか、
mm.
その靴何と言いますか
We call them バレリーナ shoes.
Ah, ballerina shoes.、
Mm. もっと他にあったかもしれないけど I'm、All、not、right. sure.
Okay, with that covered, let's head into today's conversation.Here we go.
Today is the final day of sale.
Good things are coming out. Please
come and take a look. Today is
the final day of sale. Today is
the popular shoes are on sale at 50% off. Please
come and take a look at this opportunity.
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
本日はセールの最終日です。
いい品がたくさん出ていますよ。
ぜひお立ち寄りくださいませ。
本日はセールの最終日でございます。
本日、人気のシューズが最大 50% オフでございます。
この機会に、ぜひ、お求めくださいませ。
今度は、英語が入ります。
本日はセールの最終日です。
Today is the last day of our sale.
いい品がたくさん出ていますよ。
We have many great items.
ぜひお立ち寄りくださいませ。
Please stop by our store.
本日はセールの最終日でございます。
Today is the last day of the sale.
本日人気のシューズが最大 50% オフでございます。
Today we offer 50% discounts on popular shoes.
この機会にぜひお求めくださいませ。
Be sure to take advantage of this opportunity.
はい、ナオミ先生。この会話どう思いましたか？
これ会話じゃないですよね。This is not a conversation.
Really?
Is it? Because they're not talking. They're just yelling, right? Trying to get customers' attention.
Yes. Well, I mean, they're kind of...Well, they're talking at people.
Yeah, but no interaction.
Okay, so what can we call this? What can I say to be correct?
What did you think about the yelling? 何だろう
今日のお叫びはいかがでしたか
今日のお叫びはとてもオーセンティックだと思います。
The real deal.
はい、本物っぽいですね。
Now, there are several places in Tokyo you can go to see something like this.Probably a really good example is, in Ueno.
Ah, so, ne. Chocolate, 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 みたいな。安いよ、安いよ、安いよ。
It's, Ameyoko.
そう、アメリカ横丁なんですよね。
A narrow street with stores on both sides, shops on both sides, and, well, I would say this, today's yelling, at the next level. いらっしゃいませ、どうぞ、どうぞ。
うん、そうね。
And it's coming from your both sides.
そう。アメ横に1000円チョコレート屋さんがあります。
So there's a 1000 yen chocolate shop in アメ横?
そう。
どういう店ですか? What kind of place is it? Well, obviously chocolate, but what does the 1000 yen, the 1000 yen have to do with it?
It's difficult to explain, even in Japanese. どうやって説明したらいいの? チョコレートを掴んでバッグの中にどんどん入れていくんですね。で、バッグいっぱいになるまでチョコレートを入れてくれるんですけど、多分面白くないね、これね。No, I can't explain it.
It's interesting. So there's a guy there and he's yelling, 1000 yen chocolate, 1000 yen chocolate. And you come over, you give him 1000 yen, he stuffs your bag until it's full of chocolate.
はい。
So you feel like you're getting a good value.
そうですね。Usually you can get a good value. It sounds so boring, but if you actually see it, it's more exciting.
もし東京に来ましたら、ぜひアメ横へ行ってみてください。You should definitely try to go. It's a really nice place.
面白いですよね。ちょっと汚いけどね。
This will shatter your images of a very passive, silent Japan.
そうね。People working there are so aggressive.
Aggressive.
So, they're gonna kidnap you.
My favorite is like, when you walk by a store, the first person in that store to offer you something...The difference between the price of the first person to offer you something at the store and the last person is usually like 50%. So like when you start to walk by a store, they're yelling at you. And, you know, this for 1,000 yen. And you keep walking. Okay, 700. Okay, 500. By the time you get to the end of the store, it's like half price.
面白い。それは、is it a jewelry shop or what kind of...
Fish?
そうか。
はい。タコタコ、タコいかがですか?
あ、1000円、1000円、1000円、あ、もう700円でいいよ。あ、もう500円、500円、500円。
負けるよ。Like, I'll go lower.
そうですね。
Okay, on to today's vocab. First word.
本日。
Today.
本日。本日。
Next.
セール。
Sale.
セール。セール。
Next.
最終日
Last day.
最終日最終日
Next.
品
Goods.
品品
Next.
ぜひ
Certainly. Definitely.
ぜひぜひ
Next.
Shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. Shoes.
Next.
最大
Maximum. Biggest.
最大最大
Next.
機会
Chance.
機会機会
Next.
求める
To seek.To request, to demand.
求める求める
Next.
立ち寄る
To stop by, to drop by for a visit.
立ち寄る立ち寄る
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of the words we went over today. Naomi-sensei, first word.
最終日
The very last day.
And 最大
The maximum.
そうですね。
Now, these two words, they share a common kanji character. That character is?
最
And means most.
そうですね。So, 最大 is maximum.
Meaning the most big. 最大 The most big. The opposite would be?
最小
The smallest. The character being the most and small.The smallest, and also minimum.
はい。じゃあ、長い Chinese reading of 長い is 長, right? So, 最長.
The longest. Next we have.
求める.
To seek, to request.
そうですね。お店では買うの代わりに使ったりします。
So in stores, sometimes the clerk will use this word, 求める instead of 買う。
そうですね。
To buy. This word has stuck in my head for a while, and not because of the shop clerk, but rather because of a song. It always comes up in a song.
本当?
求める。君を求める。
I want you っていう感じ。
Right?
はい。
I guess this word has lots of different levels of meaning.
うん。
It's quite common in literature and things like that.
そうですね。
Next we have?
立ち寄る。
To stop by, to drop by for a visit. This is a compound verb. The first part of the verb is
立つ。
To stand. We combine this with another verb.
寄る。
To stop by, to drop in. So we combine the two verbs. To form
立ち寄る。
And you notice 立つ, we take the ます stem, 立ち, and combine it with 寄る, 立ち寄る.
そうですね。In this case, this 立つ doesn't mean to stand up. It's just emphasizing the following verb.
So can we have an example?
銀行に寄った.
I stopped by the bank.
銀行に立ち寄った.
I stopped by a bank. Same thing.
はい、そうです。But 立ち寄った sounds more formal.
I like this verb 寄る. I used to use it quite a bit when I was living alone. 独身生活.
なんで?どっか立ち寄ったんですか?
Not 立ち寄る, but just 寄る. Like, for example, I would often talk to my friends at night. What are you doing? 今から帰る. Like, I'm going home now. 帰る前に、飲み屋にちょっと寄る. なんとか飲み屋に寄って帰る. So, I'm going to stop by this izakaya or bar on the way home. So, もしよかったら一緒に行こう.
そうね.
So, if you have the time, let's go together.
Yeah. Since you are talking with your friend, you used 寄る instead of 立ち寄るですね.
And this verb 寄る is used quite often precedes the verb to go home, to go, or to come. Right? 寄って帰る。寄って行く。
ああ、なるほどね。ちょっと寄って帰る。
Yeah.
コンビニに寄って行くとか。
Yep. I'm gonna go by the convenience store. I'm gonna stop by my way home.
ああ、なるほどね。
私はいつもその風に使ってましたけど。
うん。
直美先生は?
そうだと思います。正しいと思います。
Okay, on to today's grammar point. Okay, in today's grammar point, we're covering some super polite Japanese. Japanese that's quite often used by people doing business.
そうですね。
So pretty much, think of it as politeness to the level will do anything to get your money.
そうかもしれないですね。
はい。Now the thing about this is, it's not just used in business, but we're going to go over that in a bit. First, let's take a look at the structure. Okay? Naomi-sensei, what are we going over today?
Honorific prefix.の、お。
plus,
must stem of the verb.
plus,
ください。
And when you say it like this, it's much more polite than just saying, てください。
そうですね。
Okay, let's just kind of give you an example to exemplify this. Naomi-sensei, I think there's one that I think people have probably come into contact with already and they haven't even realized it. What is the verb to rest?
休む。
To rest. This is class one verb because the ending is mu, so it has many different endings. So what is the ます stem of 休む?
休みますだから休み。
Now, according to the pattern, to form some extremely polite Japanese, we add the honorific prefix o to the front of a verb and then follow it with the ます stem. So for the case, we have 休み, we put the o in front to get
おやすみ。
Now, you've probably come into contact with this already. You've heard oyasumi all the time.
そうですね。
This is where it comes from. Now, this is such a common expression that it was kind of mainstreamed into Japanese lexicon that it just means good night, but it originally comes from a grammatical pattern. Now, this would be followed by?
くださいませ。
Very polite.
そうですね。If you're telling your friend to have good night, oyasumi.But if you're talking to your boss or customer, おやすみくださいませ。
which is something here, maybe at a ryokan, where they take service very seriously.
So desu ne, or expensive hotels.
Okay, the first part of this phrase, this construction, is very clear. Honorific prefix o, followed by the ma stem of a verb. Can you give us another example?
入る.
To enter. Now, Naomi-sensei, can you give us the ma stem?
入り.
We add the honorific prefix o to this.
お入り.
And then we follow it with?
お入りくださいませ.
This is the ultra polite. There's another level down, which is?
お入りください.
Now, this is extremely polite too, but this is more common when someone comes to your house.
そうですね.
Well, I've used this expression, and I've never used the くださいませ. So, お入りください is something you can say to your Japanese friends or someone who comes to visit your house, which would be very, very polite.
そうですね.
And not overly polite.
Mm.
Whereas opposed, the お入りくださいませ is more business-like.
そうですね.
Now, this ください and くださいませ, both of them come from the verb くださる. Now, くださる is an old verb, so the conjugation is a bit irregular. You know, normally we mention that, oh, there are only two verbs that are irregular, くる and する. But くださる is older Japanese, so it's irregular too. So this verb is くださいます. So くださる is conjugated as くださいます into the mas form. くださいます become less common in modern Japanese, but the ください and くださいませ, the two forms that derive from this verb, are used in these forms in modern Japanese.
大変ですね.
A little rough.
でもセットでね覚えれば.
はい.
Easiest way is just remember it as a set phrase.
But it's also interesting to see where it comes from.
そうですね. It's really good to know about the background. ありがとうございます, ピーターさん.
いえいえ, ありがとうございます, ナオミ先生. Okay, so I think that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた.
いい品がたくさん出ていますよ。ぜひお立ち寄りくださいませ。本日はセールの最終日でございます。本日人気のシューズが最大50%オフでございます。この機会にぜひお求めくださいませ。